亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。让我们一起来读一点主的话语。
Let us begin by reading the word of the Lord.
我们首先请大家翻开旧约圣经撒加利亚书第一章，是马太福音的前面两卷书。
First, please turn to the Old Testament Zechariah, which is two books before the Gospel of Matthew. Zechariah chapter 1.
撒加利亚第一章第十四节
Chapter 1 verse 14，
与我说话的天使对我说，你要宣告说，万军之耶和华如此说，我为耶路撒冷，为锡安，心里极其火热。
So the angel who was speaking with me said to me, proclaim saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion.
我们再读第二处同样的撒加利亚书第三章。
Also from the book of Zechariah, chapter
3. 我只打出来了第九章，但是我是觉得要把第八节也读一下。
We've only projected verse 9, but we'd like to read verse 8 and 9.
大祭司约书亚，你和坐在你面前的同伴都当听，他们是做预兆的。这里是说撒加利亚约书亚跟所罗巴伯，他们都是预兆预表基督的。我必使我仆人大卫的苗裔发出，看哪，我在约书亚面前所立的石头，在一块石头上有七眼。万军之耶和华说，我要亲自雕刻这石头，并要在一日之间除掉这地的罪孽。
Now listen, Joshua the high priest, you and your friends who are sitting in front of you, indeed, they are men who are a symbol. Here he talks about Zechariah and the Zerubbabel, they are a type of Christ. For behold, I am going to bring in my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone that I have set before Joshua, on one stone are seven eyes.Behold, I will engrave an inscription on it, declares the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day.
这个石头有七眼，好像是很特别的事情。
那我们 it's a unique thing to say that the stone has seven eyes.
我们再看第四章第二节到第三节。
We'll continue on in chapter 4, verse 2 and 3.
这个等于是那一块石头有七眼的一个解释。
And it explains why that stone has seven eyes.
他问我说，你看见了什么？我说，我看见了一个纯金的灯台，顶上有灯盏，或者说一个碗，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子，旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。
He said to me, what do you see? And I said, I see, and behold, a lampstand, all of gold, with its bowls on the top of it, and its seven lamps on it with seven spouts, belonging to each of the lamps which are on top of it. Also, two olive trees by it, one on the right side of the bowl and one on the left side.
好，然后第六节，第七节。
And then verse 6 and 7.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的。万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。大山哪，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿，或者说归于这石。
Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you will become a plain, and he will bring forth the top stone with shouts of grace, grace to it.
好，我们最后读以弗所书第二章第二十一节第二十节的后半到二十二节。
Lastly, we will read from Ephesians chapter 2.
对，二十节的后半到二十二节。
We'll begin from the second part of the second half of verse 20 to verse 22.
有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房或者说是全房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿， 或者说是长成主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在，或者说是神在灵里圣灵里的居所。
Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
好，我们一同再有一点祷告。
Let us commit ourselves in prayers again.
亲爱的主啊，黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Dear Lord Jesus, the night is dark and the dawn is coming.
求你的灵运行，求你说话，求你吩咐光从黑暗里面照出来。
So may your Holy Spirit move among us. May you speak so that light can shine forth through the darkness.
把我们从这一个空虚混沌、渊面黑暗的世界中，把我们都分别出来。
That you can set us apart from this world that is full of darkness and chaos.
能够为着你永恒的居所一同被建造。
So that we can be built up into a dwelling place for you.
今天早晨主啊，求你对我们的心说话，求你抓住我们，也求你开启我们。
And Lord, this morning may you speak into our hearts that you can lay hold of us, that you can reveal yourself to us.
我们诚心的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray sincerely in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
最近我们周五的查经小组在读哈该书和撒加利亚书。
And recently on Friday nights, our Bible study has been going through the book of Haggai and the book of Zechariah.
我所摸着主今天的负担，就是刚才我们一开始所读的撒加利亚书第一章第十四节。
The burden the Lord has given me this morning is from what we just read, Zechariah 1:14.
那里是神要先知天使对先知说要他来宣告，所以我觉得主今天早晨也是要我来宣告这样的一篇信息。
Here it says the angel who was speaking to him through the Lord, and he was there to proclaim, and I feel that the Lord wants me also this morning to proclaim the same.
就是他为耶路撒冷为西安心里极其火热。
That the Lord of hosts, he is exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion.
他火热什么呢？
What is he jealous about?
他要建造他的圣殿。
He wants to build up his temple.
用新约的话说，就是他要建造他的教会。
In the New Testament time, we say he wants to build up his church.
那这一个建造呢，就在这个建造呢，就是先知撒加利亚他在这本书里面他看见了八个异象里面那个主要的内容。
And this building up is what Zechariah the prophet has seen in 8 different visions.
那么说到异象，上个主日弟兄说到异象的传承。
And talking about the vision,Last Sunday, our brother has shared about the passing on of the vision.
他说到亚伯拉罕的异象，就是他所等候的那一座有根基的城，是那个更美的家乡，就是神所经营、所建造的那一座城的异象。
He mentioned the vision of Abraham that he is waiting for a city with foundation that is the work of God himself.
今天早晨我们来从撒加利亚书来看这个意象呢，能够更叫我们看见那个要传承的这个意象实行的一面。
And this morning as we see the vision of Zechariah, it shows us how the Lord is working out his vision.
他为什么心里焦急呢？
Why is the Lord jealous or zealous for his house?
主要回来，而且他回来的日期已经定了，虽然我们不知道，但是已经定了。
Because the Lord is returning, even though we don't know the day or the hour, but he has already said that he is returning.
可是我们知道他回来以前有几件事情一定要发生。
But we know that before he returns, there are several things that must happen.
一个是外邦人的人数要填满，还有一个以色列人要全家得救。
And the Bible says the number of the Gentile must be fulfilled, and also the whole house of Israel will be saved.
这两件事情都还没有发生。
And neither of these two things have been completed yet.
大家都觉得主来的日子是近了， but, 但是这两件事情还没有完成。
But we all feel that the return of the Lord is nearer and nearer, yet these two things have not been accomplished.
而且还有很多神家建造的材料是流落或者说是流荡在外面的，神家的建造还没有完成。
And also the building up of the house of God is not complete. Many of the building materials are still just wandering about.
也好像结婚的日期已经定了，喜帖都发了，但是新娘还没有准备好。
It's almost as if that the wedding day has already been set, the invitation has been sent out, yet the bride is not made ready.
就像约翰福音二章十七节指着主说，我为我的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
Just like John chapter 2 says, my heart is consumed for the house of God.
这个 consume 有的翻译 devour， 好像被火吞灭一样。
Some translation says my heart is devoured as if it's being devoured by the fire.
神从起初到末了，他就是要得着一个居所。
And from the very beginning to the end, the Lord is trying to receive a dwelling place.
下一个章节，就如启示录二十一章第三节所说的，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，他要与他们同在，他要做他们的神。
Just like when it's completed in Revelation chapter 21 says, Behold, that the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
也像一开始的时候，亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面天天活在神的面光中，与神同在生活的那一种光景。
Which was the same thought that the Lord had when he designed Adam and Eve to dwell in the garden, to live in his presence day after day.
那我们知道撒旦的破坏欺骗人堕落了，离开了神的面，但是神的旨意永远不会失败的。
We know the deception from Satan and the corruption and the fall of mancause that condition to deteriorate, but we know the will of the Lord will not fail.
所以他就呼召了亚伯拉罕，他从这个被造的族类、受造的族类，就转到了一个蒙召的族类。
So therefore, the Lord called out to Abraham, and from a corrupted, fallen creation, he had become a chosen race.
他要得着一般的人、一般的子民来建立他的居所和他的国度。
The Lord's purpose.For calling out Abraham was so that he can gain a group of people who will build up his dwelling place.
所以当以色列人从埃及被带出来以后，在西乃山神就颁布律法，要训练他们做神的子民。
So the people of Israel was brought out of Egypt, they were brought before Mount Sinai. The Lord gave them commandments to train them how to be his people.
而你去读出埃及记四十章圣经里面用了十六章40%的篇幅来说到了会幕，就是神居所的建造，就是说到出埃及的目的就是为着神会幕的居所的建造，神要与他们同住。
And out of the 40 chapters in the book of Exodus, 16 chapters or 40% of the chapters were used to describe how to build up the tabernacle, which is the main purpose why the Lord called them out of Egypt to become a dwelling place for the Lord.
好，那么以色列人出了进到美地，得到那个地以后呢，这个大卫王啊，他就想到为神建造圣殿，这叫神的心里非常的喜悦。
So after the people of Israel entered into the promised land, King David had this thought that he wants to build up a temple, a dwelling place for the Lord, which is really pleases God's heart.
所以神就大大的祝福他，神就跟他建立跟他的应许和他的约。
Therefore, the Lord blessed him exceedingly and established his promise to him.
当他的儿子所罗门王把圣殿建好的时候，你记得吧，那个圣殿里面满了荣光，就看见神的心何等的喜悦，他得了满足，因为他在地上找到了一个安居之所。
And we remember when Solomon the son of David accomplished or completed the building of the temple, that the temple was filled with the glory of the Lord.
后来呢，以色列人又不听从神的话，南国北摩又被掳灭亡了，而且圣殿又被毁了。
But then soon after that, the people of Israel disobeyed the voice of the Lord, and the northern and the southern kingdom was fallen, taken captive, and the temple was eventually destroyed.
你说人会失败，但神的旨意会不会失败呢？绝对不会失败，一定要成就。
And we have seen that the work of man can fail, but the will of the Lord will never fail.
所以后来啊，七十年后，主就激动了这个波斯王古列的心啊，就叫以色列人回归，叫他们重建圣殿。
70 years after the destruction of the temple, the Lord moved in the heart of King Cyrus, the king of Persia, so that the people of Israel can return to Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple.
所以你看，神为了达到他的这一个居所的目的啊，他可以激动一个外邦王的心啊，为了要来成就这一件事。
So to accomplish the will of God, he can even move in the hearts of a Gentile king to accomplish his will.
好了，重建期间呢，这一个虽然有仇敌的这一个拦阻和控告啊，但是先知哈该和撒加利亚就能够来起来鼓励说建造的话语。
Throughout the process of rebuilding the temple, the enemy were still there trying to destroy and to disrupt their work. Yet the Lord raised up prophets Haggai and Zechariah to speak the word of encouragement so that they can continue to do the work.
你去读旧约圣经，当圣地圣殿重建的时候，神和百姓都在那里，何等的欢喜快乐。
And if you read the Old Testament, when the temple was rebuilt, all the people rose up in the shouts of joy.
后来又借着尼希米回归，把那个圣城建好了。若干日子以前，我们交通了尼希米重建这个圣城了。所以神不但是在地上有殿可以居住，他也有城可以做他的国度。
So after several years, Nehemiah returned to rebuild the city wall of Jerusalem. So not only the Lord had a temple to be his dwelling place, but also he has a city as his kingdom.
简单的说，以色列人的历史就是我们新约信徒的预表。我们蒙召不但是为自己的福利平安，乃是为做神殿居所的建造。
Or to put it very simply, the whole history in the Old Testament, it is a type for us living in the New Testament, that we are being saved not only for our safety, for our peace and joy, but also that we can be built up into a temple as His dwelling place.
所以今天的这个交通的题目就是啊，被建造，成为神在灵里的居所。
So the topic for today's message is that we're being built into a spiritual dwelling place for the Lord.
三个小点呢，第一个是上山取木料，靠搭东被建造。
So three subtitles. One is to go up to the mountain to get wood and to be built with him.
第二个你等一下会看到，依靠主的灵方能成事。
Secondly, we'll see later, that only by the Spirit of the Lord, he can accomplish.
谨慎在根基上建造。
Thirdly, that we need to build carefully upon the foundation.
我们看第一点。
So we'll see it from the first point.
当这个波斯王古列允许百姓回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿的时候，仇敌就开始不断的上奏控告。
When King Cyrus allowed the people of Judah to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple, the enemy started to work against them.
到了这个亚达薛西王的年间，果然下令啊，说使建殿的工程就停工了，一直到了波斯王大力乌王的第二年。
Until the time of King Artaxerxes of Persia, and he had given a decree issuing saying that the building of the temple needs to stop all the way until King Darius.
神就兴起先知哈该哈，下面一处经节啊，就在一章八节那里说，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
So therefore the Lord rose up prophet Haggai to say, go up to the mountain, bring wood and rebuild the temple that I may be pleased with it.
那你说今天怎么样，我们都去上山去砍柴吗？
So what does that mean? Do we all need to go up to the mountain and to log for wood?
我们一面是木料，我们是取木料的人，另外一面我们自己就是山上取下来的木料。
Well, on one hand, we need to go up to bring wood, but on the other hand, we are that wood that's being brought down from the mountain.
一个好的木料啊，它的目的是为做圣殿的建造，不是堆在外面任其腐烂朽坏，而是要摆在建造中。
A good building material needs to be put to the work in the to build up the temple, and it's not to be placed outside for it only to be rotten.
而且呢，一个好的木料你要摆在建造中呢，这个木料本身又有价值，而且又被保存呢。
And if you place this wood inside the building, not only can it has value in the construction, but also it will be preserved.
我这次跟我姊妹回台湾回了一段时间了，参观了一个叫做林业文化园区，现在都是改建的，叫林业文化园区，是一个旧有的林场改建的。
Recently, I went back to Taiwan with my wife. We went to visit this place called a forestry culture park. It was rebuilt from an old logging mill.
这个园区里面堆了很多从前呢从山上砍下来的木头。
Within that culture park, they have piles of old wood that was logged from the mountain.
堆在外面很久了。
And it's been outside for many, many years.
风吹雨淋啊，大部分都是烂了，就不能用了。
Through the wind and the rain, through all the weathers, a lot of the wood had already rotted.
我看见这些景象啊，里面有些联想和感触。
But when I saw it, I really touched my heart.
今天有多少神的儿女啊，是蒙神的拣选，而且有的神的儿女啊是非常好的 quality， 是好材料，这个块木。
How many children of God today have been chosen by the Lord, and how many of them are actually very good quality wood, good materials?
Hinoki.
And there is a
好木头
There is a type of a wood that the Japanese use for
Hinoki.
Yeah, Hinoki cypress wood.
没有摆在建造中啊，今天还在神建造的殿的外头，破坏了，失去功用了，也失去价值了，何等的可惜。
But unfortunately, how many children of God are not being placed in the building up of the house of the Lord, and they're outside of the temple, and they have lost their function.
下一节圣经啊，所以在哈该书一章六节他怎么说呢？
So in Haggai chapter 1 verse 6 it says
他说你们要省察自己的行为，就是看看你人生走的这条路啊，是蒙福的还不蒙福啊。他说你们撒的种多，守的少，你们吃不得饱，喝不得足，穿衣服不得暖，得工钱的，工钱是放在一个有洞洞的袋子里面。
He says, consider your ways, meaning look at your life. Are you being blessed or not being blessed? You have sown much, but harvested little. You eat, and there is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there is not enough to become drunk. You put on clothes, but it's not warm enough. And he who earns wages to be put into a purse with holes.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要说外人，就说我们是神的儿女好了。我们不活在神的建造中。那就是一个只管自己生活的自己的只顾自自己的生活。
As we talk about ourselves, we're not strangers. We are children of God. If we're not living in the house of the Lord, being built up as the temple of the Lord, then we are just caring for our own life.
你想想看，这些很会赚钱的，做什么呢？就是事业、钱财、地产。享乐
and see all the people of the world. What do they care for? They care about their career, their money, their wealth, their properties, and their enjoyment.
但是呢，你要知道一件事情啊，到了最后啊，好像是白忙一场，所赚到的都漏掉了。为什么呢？仍然缺乏，仍然没有满足。
But at the end of their life, as if everything they have earned are put into purse with holes, everything is gone, they still don't have satisfaction.
其实只有神的家被建造了，我们的小家才能保得住。
Actually, only when the house of the Lord is built up, then our little house can be saved and preserved.
神喜乐满足的时候，我们人才能够真正的喜乐满足。
Only when the Lord is pleased, then we can be truly satisfied.
所以我们把我们的小家放在神的大家庭中，才有真正的安息，才有永存的价值。
So if we can place our little family into the big family of the Lord, then we can have eternal value. Then we can have hope and satisfaction.
这次我跟我姊妹回台湾，主要是看望我的内兄。
This time I went back to Taiwan for the main purpose to see my own brother.
他从前很爱主，但是离开神的家已经超过五十年了，超过半个世纪了。你想想看。
He used to really love the Lord, but he has left the house of the Lord for over 50 years, over half a century.
一直在外面忙碌。
And he'd been so busy.
有没有成就呢？有，有了成就，有了金钱，
He had a great accomplishment. He had a great career, a lot of wealth.
退休以后呢，最近大病一场。
But after his retirement, he had fallen into a great illness.
他才觉得原来一场空。
And then he suddenly felt that everything he had done in his life was empty.
没有真正关心他的人。
There is nobody who really care for him.
金钱、朋友其实都不能真正的帮助他。
All his wealth, all of his friends in his wealth could not help him.
更没有亲爱的弟兄姊妹。他年轻的时候非常习惯教会生活，没有弟兄姊妹在旁边照顾他，他就觉得了一个没有活在神家里面的孤单。
And when he was young, he used to live in the household of the Lord, and there were many brothers and sisters. But now, after half a century, he had no brothers and sisters that cared for him. He really felt the loneliness of not living in the house of God.
这一个大病啊，让他有一个反省的机会。所以我们回去再带他，跟弟兄姊妹再有交通的时候呢，他心里面也有一些柔软和回转。
So this illness became an opportunity for him to consider his ways. And when we returned to fellowship with him, with some brothers and sisters, we felt that his heart was softening.
我说这个目的是什么呢？就但愿我们中间如果还有弟兄姊妹信了主了，或者快要信主了，还没有活在神的家里面呢，不要等五十年，也不要等退休以后，像下一节圣经哈该书一章二节所说的。
And so my purpose of sharing that is so that if there is anyone among us who are just believed or who hasn't believed yet, don't wait 50 years. Don't wait until after retirement so that before you can return to the house of the Lord.
当初以色列人回到耶路撒冷了，结果建造圣殿的事情停工了。那他们说啊，哎，建造耶和华殿的时候还没有到。
Just like Haggai 1:2 says, the people of Israel returned to Jerusalem, but the king had issued a decree for the building of the temple to stop. So then they say, the time is not come. It's not time for the house of the Lord to be built.
不要说等退休，不要等这个，等那个，今天就是应该要建造的时候。
So don't wait for retirement. Don't wait for this or that. Today is the day that we need to rebuild the temple of the Lord.
这个也就是我们的主心里极其火热的焦急的原因。
That is why the Lord Jesus says he the zeal for the house of the Lord consumes him.
他爱所有他的儿女，但是他看见还有许多的儿女还在找借口，迟延不把自己放在神的建造中，时间正在一天一天的流逝，还自不自觉。
He loves the house of the people of the Lord. He has chosen each one of us. Yet he saw so many brothers and sisters who are just wasting time for the time to pass day by day.
我们都不要我以为我们都日正当中啊。我们亲爱的李志强同志忽然68岁就没了。
Who is 李志强?
Prime Minister of China.
Okay.
He just passed away.
Okay.
He was 68 years old.
So don't feel that you're young and strong. And this Prime Minister of China, he was only 68 and he suddenly just passed away.
好，木料已经回来了。
So now you
怎么建造呢?
That the wood has returned, but how do you build up?
乃是要靠他同辈建造。
And
不是靠自己。
So it has to be built up by the Lord, not by our own self.
因为我们每个人都有自己的文化背景，我们都有我们的生活背景，我们怎么能建造在一起呢？
We all have different culture background, life background. How can we be built up together?
你看当初以色列回到了耶路撒冷呢，你重建这个祭坛啊，没问题，立了殿的根基也没有问题，但是当他们开始真正建造的时候，哎呀，那个仇敌的控告反对是更猛烈。
And if you see how when the Israelites returned to Jerusalem, very quickly they rebuilt the altar and they rebuilt the foundation of the temple, and it was very quick. But as soon as they began building the temple, the attack and the accusation from the enemy was very severe.
说实在，做一个基督徒啊，听听道，怎么讲啊？做做礼拜没有什么大问题。
To be honest, being a Christian, if you just casually go to church, listen to some message, go every Sunday, it's no problem.
因为不需要改变，不需要变化。 我就是这个样子。
Because you don't have to change.
我来了，没有人知道。
This is just me.
No offense. 就好了，不说那个。
I don't have to change. I just come. I come. I go. I just sit here and listen. And I don't mean any offense to anyone.
换句话说，你要摆在追求，摆在建造里，要跟人真的相处呢，就会有问题。
But if you want to place yourself into the building up of the body of Christ, then you have to be rubbing and having friction with each other. Then problems will come.
怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
好，下面我就要说了，在神的建造里面啊，基督啊是在三方面做石头。
And so you see from the Bible, as the building up of the house of God, Christ is the stone in three different parts.
林前三章十一节说到基督是根基的石头，他托住神的建造。
From 1 Corinthians 3 it says he is the foundation, he is the one upon which all the house is built.
下一个以弗所书二章二十节二十二节呢，基督也是联络全房的房角石。
And Christ also in Ephesians chapter 2 described as the chief cornerstone in whom the whole building is being fitted together.
他把基督身体上的外邦人、犹太人，也就是说所有不同背景的人呢，能够联络在一起。
And he in himself, in Christ, all the Greek or the Jews, everybody with different backgrounds is being fitted together.
他说渐渐成为主的圣殿，你读英文呢，就是长成 grows, 就是 into,长成了基督的圣殿。
And here it says the whole building being fitted together is growing into the temple of the Lord.
因为圣殿或者说教会是神的家，是基督的身体，不是外面的一个建筑物啊，乃是一个生机联合的联合。
The church for the temple of God is not a building, but it is the house of the Lord and being fitted together.
所以真实的建造是什么？乃是所有的圣徒信徒生命长大以后的结果，就有真实的建造。
So the true building up of the church is what the body of Christ is for all the saints to be growing and maturing, and it's a simple result of that.
所以我们要靠基督这一个房角石，就在它里面的生命成长呢。同被建造，可以成为神在灵里的居所。
So we need to hold on to Christ as our chief cornerstone, and that we can be fitted together in Him.
我刚刚说三方面啊，除此以外，基督又是顶石，就是终极完成神建造的每一件事。
And on top of that, He is the capstone or the top stone, that He is the finished work of all things.
这个先知撒迦利亚，我们说这个异象啊，他是看见这个，他有 insight, 他知道在神家建造中啊的石头的异象啊，是指着基督。
So, Zechariah had a vision, he had an insight, he saw that all the work of building up the temple points to Christ.
所以四章七节中间他说了，所罗巴伯必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，这最后一块叫 capstone, 这个放上去就盖好了。
And so he says Zerubbabel will bring out the capstone, and when the capstone is placed on top, then everything is accomplished.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
接下去这个八节到九节前半就说了。
And so from verse 8 to 9 it says,
耶和华的话又临到我说，所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这工。
And the word of the Lord came to me saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands will finish it.
我们刚才说了，基督就是所罗巴伯所预表的那一位。
And we have already said Zerubbabel is a type of Christ.
他自己就是啊，他不只是建造圣殿神殿的根基，是联络全房的房角石，才更是完成这工的顶石。
That our Christ, He is the one building up. He is the foundation. He is the cornerstone, and He is the capstone that will accomplish all things.
所以建造不是靠我们自己，乃是靠基督。这一位是神所试验过的石头，他能够完成这个工。
So.Building up of the house of the Lord is not by ourselves, it is only by and through Christ. He is the tested stone.
所以下一个就是我回到四节这个的最后一节最后一段说，人且就我们呢就大声欢呼，恩惠恩惠归于这时或者这殿呢，就表示说啊，完工了，这顶石架完了，归于这时啊，全是基督，全是恩惠，全是恩典。
So when it's finished, everyone will shout grace, grace to it. It means that all is by Christ. All is by His grace.
我想啊，有些弟兄姊妹在说了，你说基督是根基、房角石、顶石 ，sounds good， 但是有点抽象。
Some people may say, yes, it sounds pretty good when you say He is the foundation, the cornerstone, the capstone, but it seems kind of abstract.
让我试着给你啊，一个例子啊。
But allow me to perhaps provide some examples.
在前几周啊，主日的分享聚会里面，有一位姊妹啊，交通道。
A few weeks ago, in the sharing meeting, a sister had shared.
她说她做基督徒很多年了，她只是参加聚会，很热心的服侍。她特别说像马大一样。
And she said she had been a Christian for many, many years, and she had always gone to the meeting and even served. And she felt that she had been serving like Martha.
但是她说她对主并没有真正多少的认识，属灵的生命好像也没有多少的长进。
But she says she didn't feel like she really knew the Lord and her spiritual life has not really grown.
等到她进到教会生活中啊，和弟兄姊妹一起追求认识主，借着读主的话，借着倾心吐意向主的祷告。
But until she had began to live a body life to really connect and grow with brothers and sisters, to draw near to the Lord through the prayers and reading of the word.
你听啊，她说她不只是活在主里面。
And she said, not only she was living in the Lord,
她也渐渐地长到了身体，就是主的身体啊，就是教会生活里面。
But that she felt that she was being growing into the body of Christ.
我看见了，她来了，她的都来了，家里人老老少少都来了，他和他的全家不但在主里面，而且在神的家里面找到了一个安居之所。
And then we can see not only she was coming, but her whole family, from the old to the young, that her entire household found a dwelling place, a peace of rest.
你看他说的多好啊！他说他跟他的女儿啊，不只是啊母女的关系啊，而是主里面姊妹的关系。
And it was very touching when she said she was she's not only mother and daughter to her children, but also they became sisters in Christ.
母女之间啊，因着主的生命啊，他们有了真正的合一，那这是一个何等美好的见证啊！也是我们多少人羡慕的，是不是
？Because of the life of Christ within them, that the mother and the daughter can have a true unity in the Lord, and it's such a beautiful testimony that we all envy.
你知道，在这一个四分五裂、分崩离析、仇恨不断、难解的世界。
And you know, we live in this world that's full of strife and envy and fighting.
你不要说以色列人跟巴勒斯坦那个无解，没有人可以解决那个问题。
And now even talking about Israel and Palestine, that's a problem that has no solution.
那个是世界局势，连一个家里面呢，一家人都有的时候难以合一啊，这是这个世代，但是只有在基督里面才能有真正的合一和。
And that is news in the world, but even within a small family, there are many, many families that had divisions and strife without any solution. But only in Christ we can be built up together.
我也很高兴看到在年轻人中间呢，高中生、大学生、在职的彼此相调互动啊，我看到真美。
And also I see among our young people from the high school to the college to the young adults, they all join together and interact with each other. And I saw that so beautiful.
礼拜五晚上一起唱诗，上了主日晚上一起唱诗来赞美，礼拜五有时候还一起读经查经。
And on Friday nights, they come together to worship. Even last Sunday, they had a worship jam session and they study and read the word of the Lord together.
不要说我这么大年纪跟高中生有 gap, 大学生跟高中生中间也有 generation gap, 也有代沟的。
Not to mention me, I'm so old, I have generation gap with the young people, but even between the college and the high schoolers, there's an age gap.
唱唱诗，读读主的话，间隔没有了。
But as we read the word of the Lord together, as we worship and sing songs together, that gap is diminishing.
还有一个叫 college night, 听过没有？
And then they also have a college night, I hear.
讲中文跟讲英文的大学生呢，哎，有一个晚上一起吃吃饭，交通交通。
Both Chinese and English speaking college students will come together, eat together, and fellowship together.
其实大家都会讲英文嘛。
Everyone can speak English.
但是呢，除去了这个文化的隔阂。
But that the through these activities, some of the culture differences will go away.
大家能建造在一起，活出了一个神一家人的生活。我跟你说啊，不仅是我们看在眼里，心里好，心里喜悦，神看在眼里非常喜乐，而且主得到荣耀。
That we can be truly built up together in the house of the Lord. Not only that.I see it and we see it as very nice and pleasing, but it is pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们讲的不是理论啊，这些就是一些实际的以基督做房角石同被建造的例子和见证。
So these are not theories, these are true, real examples of how we can be built up together, fit it together in the cornerstone of Christ.
我们看第二点，靠他的神的灵方能成事，靠主的灵方能成事。
Secondly, he says only by the Spirit of the Lord.
这个撒加利亚在四章六节他说了，他说他对我说，这是指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是靠实力，不是靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
From chapter 4:6 says, this is the word of the Lord.To Zerubbabel saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
刚才说基督要做房角石。
We have already said Christ must be that cornerstone.
这里更进一步了，要靠主的灵，神的灵。
But even more so here, it says it has to be by his spirit.
那个这个就是撒加利亚书四章二节三节所说的。
So this is what Zechariah says in chapter 4, verse 2 and 3.
那个是什么呢？那个是一个金灯台和两棵橄榄树的意象。
There is a golden lampstand, and then there are two olive trees.
这个金灯台啊，有人说撒加利亚就是旧约的启示录，就是启示录这个使徒约翰在启示录一章所看见那个金灯台的意象，就是指教会。
Some people describe the book of Zechariah as the revelation. In the Old Testament. So you see in the book of Revelation, there is a golden lampstand where the Lord is standing next to it. And that is the revelation of the church.
其实教会就是三而一之神在地上的彰显和见证。
And that is what church is. It is a manifestation of the triune God here on the earth.
那么一个金灯台要发光呢，必须要靠这个橄榄树上面橄榄油的供应。
And for the lampstand to have light, it has to have the oil from the olive trees.
这个油啊，它会流到，要有一幅图画的哈，会流到一个杯子，这个杯子里面呢，就能够流到灯台的每一个灯盏里面。
There is a beautiful picture where the oil from the two olive trees will flow into the bowl, and from the bowl it goes to the seven spouts.
对，这个油呢，就是圣灵的预表，所以说必须要依靠圣灵的供应，灯台才能发光。建造才能成事。
And this oil is nothing else but the Holy Spirit. And only by the Holy Spirit, then the lampstand can shine forth his light.
好，我们一步一步，我们接下来看一下，讲建造嘛，就要讲石头了。
So if we are talking about building up, then we have to talk about the material, which is stone.
对不对？你建造一个好的房子要用石头啊。那属灵的建造呢，要用活石。
To build up any nice house, you want to use nice stones. But the spiritual house is built with living stones.
撒加利亚书讲的很有意思啊，他这个石头上面有七眼，他说这个就是神的七灵。
And it's very interesting that the book of Zechariah described this stone with seven eyes. That is the seven spirit of the Lord.
你不要觉得奇怪啊，这个意象啊，是用一个图画让我们明白属灵的实际。
Don't think of it as something weird or strange, but all these visions are describing an image so that we can understand what the Lord wants.
所以在撒加利亚书三章八节后半到九节怎么说呢？
So from chapter 3 verse 8 and 9 it says,
我必使我仆人大卫的苗裔发出，当然是基督说的了，看啊，我在约书亚面前所立的石头，在一块石头上面有七眼。
Says, I'm going to bring forth my servant the branch, which of course talks about Christ. And that on this stone I have set before Joshua, it has seven eyes.
万军之耶和华说，我要亲自雕刻这石头，并要在一日之内除掉这地的罪孽。
The Lord of hosts says, Behold, I will engrave an inscription on it, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day.
你看啊，为着圣殿的建造啊，基督这一位大卫的苗裔啊，似乎是由这里好像是说从这个苗裔啊，苗裔是一个植物嘛，转成了矿物的石头。
And this, for the building up of the temple, as if Christ, who was first described as a branch, which is a vegetation, and he had transformed into a mineral, which is a stone.
你要去想办法，要讲明白哈，这样子，植物是有生命的，石头是为建造。
And you can perhaps think of it this way, vegetation or branch has life within, but stone is being used to build up.
换句话说
in another word,
圣灵在这里用我们自然界的事物来解释属灵的事。
The Holy Spirit uses all the things we find in nature to describe the things in the spiritual realm.
为着神圣殿的建造，它是石头，它在十字架上看起来好像是被人钉死了，但是这里说却是被神亲自雕刻。
And he, for the building up of the temple, he is that stone, on that cross as if he was, killed by men, but here is described as he was engraved with inscription by the Lord himself.
哎呀，我一直在主面前祷告，在寻求啊，什么叫做雕刻这块石头呢？
And I've been, praying before the Lord, trying to figure out what it means to be engraved with an inscription before him.
你知道一个工匠啊，一个建造的工匠啊，他地凿石头怎么要钉子，要锤子。
And you know, for a builder to be dressing up a stone, he need to use nails and hammer.
那做的时候呢，他要去掉一些东西，但是目的呢，却是建立一个杰作。
And in the process, he would chip away a lot of things, but the purpose is to accomplish a masterpiece.
所以基督，借着基督的受死啊，神亲自雕刻他，除掉什么呢？在一日之间除掉地上世人的罪孽。
So the God inscribes in Christ with the death on the cross, and on one day, all the iniquity of the land is removed forever.
这个又跟生命有关系，除掉了罪孽是要叫人能够接受他做我们的生命。
But this have everything to do with life, because when the iniquity is removed, then we can receive him as our life.
这样做呢，好叫我们能够经历他活在我们里面做那个石头。什么意思？就他就是变化我们成为宝石的成分。
And what does that mean? He is transforming our life with his, and that we can become a precious stone to him.
我们这些人呢，亚当啊，亚当就是泥巴的意思，把我们一个属土的人不止变化为石头，也变成为他所制造有生命的活石。
And we know we all came from Adam. Adam simply means mud, or simply means soil. And, but we are being, we are receiving the life of Christ, that we are being made into a living stone with life.
这样呢，我们才能够在基督这个根基和房角石上与圣徒同被建造，成为属灵的圣殿。
And that we can be built up and fitted together with all the brothers and sisters as living stone, that we can be built up into a spiritual house.
这样你再来读新约啊，你就可能有一点能领会了彼得前书二章四到五节所说的。
So then it helps us to understand from the New Testament in Second Peter chapter 2.
他说主乃活石，就是刚刚讲的这一块活石，我们来到主面前呢，也就换活石，然后我们就能同被建造呢，被建造成为灵工，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所接纳的灵祭。
We have already said he is that living stone, and as we come to him as a living stone which is being rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God, so we also as living stones are being built up into a spiritual house for the holy priesthood.
今天早上我就是想要把弟兄姊妹哈，慢慢的引到啊，怎么来实行哈，怎么能够领会而能够实行哈。
So this morning, my hope is so that I can gradually bring everyone into knowing how to practice and how to exercise.
这个石头能够变成活石呢，跟这个气焰有关系。
And so for this stone to become a living stone, it has something to do with these seven eyes.
这个石头上有七眼哈。你说这个实在是很不容易懂啊，所以要启示录。
And here it says the stone with seven eyes is very difficult to understand. That's why we need revelation.
这个对不起啊，撒加利亚四章二节也解释了，这个七眼呢，就是金灯台上面的七盏灯。
And here in chapter 4 it says these seven eyes could be that seven lampstand, or the lampstand with seven bowls on it.
好。那么这个是刚刚后来到了这个启示录四章五节呢，他宝座前的七盏火灯就是神的七灵。
And all the way until the book of Revelation chapter 4, it says the lampstand before the fire is the seven spirit of the Lord.
好，然后五章六节后半呢，他说到啊，哎，宝座中有被杀的羔羊，有七角七眼，什么意思？他表示有完全的能力和完全的洞察力，就是神的七灵。
And later on, John saw in chapter 5 that he saw the lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, and which are the seven spirit of God.
这一段很不容易啊，我希望大家忍耐，能够主让我们看见啊。
I hope you bear with me, even though it's kind of difficult to understand.
我这个差不多说完了。借助羔羊的被杀，注意啊。
And through this lamb who was freshly slain.
他就从死里复活，成为赐生命的灵。
He resurrected out of death. He became the life-giving spirit.
他就被差遣往天下，普天下去。
And he was sent out to throughout the universe.
去干什么呢？进到每一个人的心里面。
And his purpose is to enter into every heart.
变化我们。
To transform us.
为了建造。
So that we can be built up into a spiritual house of the Lord.
所以，我们重生的时候。
So when we are born again,
所得着的圣灵呢，就是这个七灵。
And the Holy Spirit that we receive is exactly the seven spirit of the Lord.
什么叫七灵啊？好像很多基督徒都没听过啊。
What does it mean to describe the Lord as the seven spirit? We rarely talk about it.
就是金灯台异象中间，他说每一个灯盏都有七个管子。
And he talks about this lampstand. There are seven bowls, seven lamps, and seven spouts.
表示这个圣灵完满丰盛的供应。
And it talks about the full supply of the Holy Spirit.
我再说的实际一点。
And I'll talk it in more concrete terms.
有的人说我礼拜天聚完会，礼拜一还不错。
And sometimes people say after Sunday I'm okay on Mondays.
到礼拜二汽油都没了。
And I ran out of gas on Tuesday.
但是我告诉你一个好消息。
But I tell you a good news.
今天住在我们里面的灵是七灵。
The spirit within us is seven spirits.
礼拜一二三四五六七都供应我们。
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7 days of the week it supplies to us.
年轻人讲一句啊，它叫做 24/7, 每天24小时，每个礼拜七天，时时供应我们。
And people talk about 24/7, all the time of the week, he supplies us.
这个是什么？
What does that mean?
这是我们里面的秘诀啊。
That is our secret.
这个就是那个神圣生命的种子。
And that is the seed of the life of Christ.
在我们里面天天时时把我们变化成为啊。宝石活石
daily moment by moment he's transforming us into precious stones.
好了，这个下面呢更重要了。对不起啊，我今天是满怀负担的要分享给大家。
I do apologize, my burden is very strong, so I have a lot to share.
下面精彩了。
And it gets even better.
在建造中啊，这个七灵很重要。
And in the building up, these seven spirits very important.
要醒来的现在可以醒来了啊。
This is, might be the time that you wake up for it.
撒迦利亚书十二章第一节怎么说呢？
In Zechariah chapter 12 says,
他说到人的灵是关键。
It talks about the spirit of the man.
他说铺张诸天，建立地基，造人里面之灵的耶和华说。
Thus declares the Lord who stretches out the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him.
你说人的灵有多重要？
How important is the spirit of man?
人的灵与天地并列。
And it's put on equal terms as the heaven and the earth.
非常重要。
So important.
为什么？
Why?
天是为着地。
The heaven was stretched out for the earth.
地是为着人。
The earth was created for man.
不是说人呢、啊，是说人里面的灵。
But it's for the spirit of man within him.
是为着神的。
It is that spirit of man within him is for the Lord.
如果我们不认识这一个
，If we don't understand that，
人家说有天地人三节嘛，这三节都没有意义。
Then people will say the heaven, earth, and man are like the three
best.节就是这个
three best things. But if we don't have the spirit of God within us, then it is vanity of vanities.
失去了意义，失去了价值。
It will have no meaning and no value.
那么下面箴言书二十章二十七节更精彩了。
So in Proverbs chapter 20 it says,
他说人的灵是耶和华的灯，鉴察人的心腹。
It says the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the innermost part of his being.
那你说什么叫做人的灵是耶和华的灯呢？
Why does it say the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord?
那么神的灵就是我们灯里面的油嘛。
then the Spirit of God is the oil inside the lamp.
所以神的灵能够使人的灵发生功用。
So it is only by the Spirit of the Lord, then the Spirit of man can come alive.
金灯台是教会，是信徒在灵里面被建造的。
And this golden lampstand is the church. It is being built up through the body of Christ.
金灯台能发光，完全是在于神的灵和人里面的灵。
It is only through the Spirit of God in the Spirit of man, then the golden lampstand can give light.
耶和华的灵鉴察人的心腹。
The Spirit of a person.
耶和华的灯鉴察人的心腹。
It searches the innermost part of man.
呀，人的灯嘛。
Yeah, the lamp,
人的灵是耶和华的灯嘛。
The Spirit of
鉴察人的心腹嘛。所以这个耶和华的灯呢，就鉴察人的心腹。
So it says the lamp of the Lord searches all the innermost part of his being.
这个 NIV 翻译呢，这个鉴察是照亮。NASB 的这个新美国公标准本是翻译里面的各部分。
The NIV translates as the lamp of the Lord sheds light on all the innermost part. Versus NASB says searching all the innermost parts.
All the innermost parts. 我们里面有各部分，就是我们里面有各房间呢。
That we have many parts inside of us, and as if we have many different rooms in our hearts.
主的话告诉我们，人里面有灵与魂。
And the Lord talks about we have the spirit and the soul.
下一个 slide. 那么这个灵里面呢，有良心、交通、直觉。
And within our spirit, we have our conscience, the intuition, and the fellowship.
Yeah. 魂里面呢又有思想、情感和意志。
Within our soul, we have our thoughts, our emotions, and our will.
你说这个圣经哪一节经节啊？
And you may ask, where does it say that in the Bible?
我们阮固弟兄买了这个属灵人呢， English and Chinese.有没有知道有本书吗
？Our brother Raghu had purchased this book called The Spiritual Man in both English
Chapter
Chinese.
Chapter 2里面关于这个灵魂体，关于灵魂体，关于灵的三部分，魂的三部分，经节是详详细细的列在那里。
And in that book Spiritual Man in this Chapter 2 it talks about the man has three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And within the spirit there are three parts, within the soul there are three parts, and all the scripture reference very clearly.
大家不要紧张啊，时间已经到了。不过我今天第三点不讲，就把第二点讲清楚就好了。
And don't worry, I will now go on to point number three. I just want to make clear this number two.
这个灵里面呢，第一个功用是良心。
So the first part, first function of the spirit is our conscience.
叫我们说话行事，如果不合神的心意和神的性情呢，就会不安。
So that we will feel unease if we speak or talk or if we do anything outside of the character of God.
神喜不喜欢人偷窃啊？
Does God delight in us when we steal?
你偷的时候你心里会跳吗？
And if you steal something, your heart beats faster.
所以神是用良心在里面约束、照亮，这是灵的功用之一。
So there is a conscience that constrains us, that sheds light in us.
灵的第二个功用是交通。
The second function of the spirit is for fellowship.
交通是心灵的沟通。
Fellowship is to have heart-to-heart conversations with the Lord.
约翰一书说到神圣生命的交通。
And the first John talks about a fellowship in the life, the holy life of God.
人就是用我们的灵来祷告。
That we pray through our spirit.
来求告主的名。
That we can call on the name of the Lord.
来唱诗。
That we can sing and worship.
来读主的话。
That we can read his words.
来聚会。
That we can come to fellowship with saints.
来聚会要用灵啊，要交通啊。
Into the fellowship, we have to fellowship.
目的是要接触神。
For the purpose of drawing near to the Lord, to enjoy Him,
要和基督身体上的肢体彼此之间有交流
and to be fitted together with all the members of the body of Christ.
这个灵里的交通跟我们开口有非常重要的关系
And this fellowship in the Spirit has very, very, very great relationship to opening our mouth.
经历告诉我，告诉我们，口开，心就开。
From my own experience,
灵就开。
If my mouth is open, then my heart is open. If my heart is open, then my spirit is opened.
这就是外面是外院子，要从 口要进到心就是圣所，然后进到灵就是至圣所。
As if my mouth is that altar court. Once we enter through the altar court with open mouth, then we can enter into our hearts, which is the temple, and then we go into the most holy place, that is our spirit.
Amen. 直觉呢？直觉在灵里面一个功用，叫人受感动。
And the third function of the spirit is intuition, so that we can be touched and moved.
Intuition, 中文说直觉，就是直接啊，从主啊得到的一种。
And this intuition talks about a direct
这是灵的功用
receiving something directly from the Lord.
你们常常听基督徒讲，基督徒讲里面微小的声音，听过没有？
Have you all often hear other Christians talk about this still small voice within us?
平安的感觉，
or this feeling of peace?
膏油的涂抹，
or the anointing of the Spirit?
恩膏的教训，
or the teaching of the anointing?
原则上都是灵里面直觉的功用。
In principle, it is all talking about the intuition in the spirit.
我今天讲的是经历哈，操练哈，直觉跟主的话有直接的关系。
And I'm simply talking about our experiences and how we practice this.
主的话就是灵，就是生命。
And this intuition has everything to do with the word of the Lord. The word of God is the spirit, is life.
这个 life 啊。不是肉身的，不是 psychological， 是 zoe， 是属神的生命。
And this life we talk about is not a biological life, but it is a spiritual life, zoe in the Old Testament.
这个生命啊，它有生命的感觉。
And this life has the feeling, the sense of life.
我今天所交通的，大家都可以用经历来印证啊。
And whatever I share today, you can probably confirm it in your own experience.
什么是生命的感觉呢？
What does it mean to have the feeling or the sense of life.
Hey, 我告诉你五个字。
I tell you these five words.
刚亮饱和安。
Strong, full,
好
peace,
中文容易记啊，英文不容易啊。刚就是刚强。
Light, strong.
Strong, strength.
The life is strong.
亮，明亮。
The life is bright, it's
light. 饱足。
The life is full, satisfied.
和平。
And the life is peace.
安息
the life is rest.
你到这里啊，你为什么说可以打瞌睡呢？平常上床睡不着觉呢？因为你摸到灵了，这个里面有生命的感觉啊，安呢，平安呢。
Why do sometimes we fall asleep or not out here, and sometimes we can't sleep at home because you come here, you touch the rest of the Lord.
这个生命的反面是什么呢？
What is the opposite of the life?
就是死的感觉。
It's a feeling of death.
什么是死的感觉呢？
What is the sense of death?
我也有五个字，你不用翻了，我一个个来啊。软黑空闷苦。
That is,
软弱。
Soft or weakness.
黑。
The death brings us into
darkness. 黑暗，没有前途，哎呀，完了，黑。
It's dark, no hope.
空。
An emptiness.
空虚。
Void.
闷。
Bored,
哎，人家说 bored， 小心，这个是死的感觉。
And that's a sense of death.
还有苦
，and bitterness.
苦是什么
？What is bitterness?
Distressed. 有没有常说，哎呦 ，I feel so distressed.
I feel very distressed.
这个就是死亡的感觉。
And that is a sense of where the death brings you.
那怎么办呢
？What's our
当我们在生活里面摸到死的感觉的时候
，When we touch death in our life，
停下来。
Take a break.
跟主祷告。
Pray to the Lord.
主啊。
Oh Lord.
我现在好苦啊。
I am so distressed.
主啊。
Oh Lord.
今天要我做什么？
What do you want me to do?
你试试看啊。
Try it.
这个就是我们实际的摸着生命的一条道路。
Test him. This is the way that you can touch life.
人人都可以试。
Everyone can try this.
这个里面膏油的涂抹就把刚亮饱和安带给你，就把你除去了软黑空闷苦。
There is an anointing of the Spirit within you that he will bring the life with joy and peace, with strength and light, and that will replace all the darkness and void within you.
这就是什么叫做活在灵里。
That is what it means to live in His Spirit.
你如果是软黑空闷苦，你就不在灵里。
If you are weak and if you are feel darkness and void and bored, then you're not in the spirit.
你转向主，跟主有一点灵里的交通。主啊，我爱你。主啊，我需要你。哎，里面刚亮饱和安，你就表示你已经从 回到至圣所, 回到
But the moment you turn to the Lord, you come inside of the Holy Spirit, and you talk to Him, and you will immediately feel strength, immediately feel the light from the Lord, and joy and peace and rest. And
还有一点点，再给我几分钟哈，我马上现在说魂。
I have a few more moments.
魂里头有三样东西。
Our soul, there are three functions of our soul.
心思、情感、意志。
Our thoughts, our mind, or our emotions and our will.
这个思想啊，是我们魂里面的领导器官，影响我们的情感，影响我们的意志。
And our mind is the leader of our soul. It leads us to influence our emotions and our will.
我们这个人有三层嘛。
We have three layers.
中间是魂，外面是肉体，里面是灵。
We have our body encompassing our soul, which encompasses our spirit.
肉体是外院子，魂是圣所，灵是至圣所。
That our body is the outer court, our soul is the holy, the temple,
holy
the holy
place,
place, and then our spirit is the holiest
of holies. 心思
放在
灵上，就是生命平安。
If we place our mind in the spirit, then we will find joy and peace.
这就是里面的人摸到生命了。
That your inner man has touched life within.
刚刚讲的五个字，刚妙饱和安。
It is that strength that we talked about.
心思放在肉体上呢，就是死。
But if our mind is upon our flesh, then it brings us death.
就是个里面人的人呢，摸到了软黑空闷苦了。
Then you will touch the weakness and the darkness within.
所以我们的心这个。怎么讲心思更新这个人变化呢？就是要从思念地上的事、属肉体的事，转到思念上面的事、思念属灵的事。
So what does it mean that our mind is transformed? It simply means that we will cast our mind not on the flesh, not on the things of the world, but set our mind on the things above.
这个跟读主的话、跟祷告啊，能够帮助我们活在灵里。
And that is why praying and reading the word of the Lord can really help us to live in the spirit.
第二个部分是意志。
And secondly, second part of our soul is our mind.
我们这个是受造，但是主给我们一个自由的意志。
Even though we are created by the Lord, but He gave us a free will.
我们可以运用自由的意志来顺从里面圣灵的引导。
And by this free will, we can choose to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
或者
Or,
顺从自己肉体的感觉而活着。
We can choose to follow the will of our flesh.
顺从圣灵就能靠着圣灵的能力与主配合，能够否认己，致死自己的肉体。
Following the Spirit will help us to cooperate with the Spirit of God, which will help us deny ourselves and that we can live in the freedom in the Lord.
经历与主同死同活，就刚刚诗歌第三节所说的与主合一。
Like the hymn we just sang, one with the Lord, then we can experience dying with Him and living with Him.
所以建造的过程呢，叫做主动的被动，叫 actively passive. 我们要看起来是人在建造，其实是靠主被建造。
And this process of being built up is called actively being passive.On the outside, as if we are being built, but on the inside, really is the Lord building, doing everything.
所以这个灵命的长进，顺从主的灵的带领很重要，要跟主配合呢，就能建成。
So growing in the Holy Spirit has everything to do with following the Lord. If we can cooperate with the Holy Spirit, then we can be built up.
圣灵在我们里面的工作呢，主要就是指着魂的变化。
So the work of the Holy Spirit within us is to transform our soul.
当这个心意被更新变化的时候，什么？你就能够想神所想的。
When our mind is being transformed, then we can think about what the Lord thinks about.
你的情感呢，就能爱神所爱的。
And our emotions, we will love what the Lord loves.
你的意志呢，就能要神所要的。
And from our will, we will desire after what the Lord desires.
这个就是从灵的救恩扩展到我们魂的救恩。
So then, not only our spirit is saved, but our soul is being saved.
这个叫做灵命的长进，这个叫做生命的变化。
That is the growth in the spirit.That is the transforming life within us.
这个叫做从泥土变成活石。
That we are being transformed from soil, from mud into a living stone.
借助这样，神的灵不仅住在我们的灵里，还能扩展到我们这个人里面的每一个房间里面。
So through this, not only the Holy Spirit can live within our spirit, but it can permeate throughout all the rooms within our hearts.
这个叫做 成为主的居所的。你到你家里面，这个房间也不能进，那个房不能进，怎么叫做是人家的居所呢？
Then,
如果这个是你的家，哪个房间都能去。
Then truly we are a dwelling place of the Lord. If someone comes into your house, they cannot go into this room, cannot go into that room, they can only stay in the little corner. Then that is not a dwelling place for them.
最后一个例子讲完就结束了。彼得就是经过变化的石头。
So the last example, Peter is that living stone being transformed by the Lord.
叫名字叫西门。
His name was Simon.
西门就是泥土、芦苇的意思。
Simon means reed or means soil.
满了天然。
Full of
软弱。
Natural life.
不稳定的。
Full of weakness.
遇见主以后给他改名叫做基法，叫彼得，就是变成石头了。
But after the Lord met him, he says, your name is Cephas or Peter, which means rock.
他凭着天然说过许多愚昧的话，做了愚昧的事，还拦住主耶稣上十字架。
By his nature, he had done a lot of things out of his own flesh, and he had even tried to prevent the Lord from going to the cross.
但是主从死里复活以后呢，他就借着圣灵的工作，他从泥土变成了活石，所以他能写出彼得前书二章四节五节的话来。
But after resurrection of the Lord, the Holy Spirit transformed Peter into a living stone. Therefore, he can write from the second Peter that we are all living stones being built together.
我们要顺从圣灵在里面的带领，使我们成为活石。
So we see how we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit within us, that he can transform us.
结论呢？
In conclusion,
在撒加利亚的时代。
In the time of Zechariah,
主的心里火热焦急是为了圣殿的建造。
The Lord, his heart is zealous for the building up of the temple.
那有什么？那是为着主第一次的来嘛。
What, you ask, what was it for? It was for Jesus coming back that first time, or coming the...
神来到地上总有个家可以去嘛，所以要盖一个圣殿。
For God to come to the earth,there has to be a home for him to go. Therefore, the temple has to be rebuilt.
今天在这个末世，主的心也是焦急。为什么？因为他要再来。
But today, during this end time, the Lord's heart is exceedingly jealous because he is coming soon.
如果你我这些材料还在外面，教会没有被建造起来，心腹没有装饰整齐，他想来，他要来，他也不能来。
If all the building materials are just wondering about, and if the house of the Lord is not built up, if the bride of Christ is not made ready, even if he wanted to come, he couldn't come.
世界的局势正朝着主来的方向急速的发展，你我预备好了没有？
And all the world circumstances are progressing quickly towards the coming of the Lord.
你我的工程在主面前，他来的时候通得过试验吗？
Are you and I, are we ready? Are all of the work of our hand, can they be tested by fire?
是泥巴，是草木禾秸，还是金银宝石经过变化了？
Are we grass and reed and wood and or are we precious gold, silver and precious stones?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，彼此鼓励。
May we encourage one another.
让我们在这个关键的时刻投身在教会的建造中。
In this most critical time, may we commit ourselves into the building up of the church.
主来的时候，没有一个人羞惭，都能欢欢喜喜迎接他的再来。
So that no one will be ashamed when he returns.
最后，哈该书二章九节怎么说呢？
At the Haggai's 2:9 says,
这殿后来的荣耀要远远的大过先前所罗门所建的圣殿的荣耀。
The latter glory of this house will be much greater than the former.
我们能够在其中有份呢，太荣耀。
And if we can have a part in this latter glory of the Lord, then how glorious it is.
啊，我们对不起，祷告，我们结束。
So let us pray.
主啊，谢谢你使我们在这个荣耀的建造里有份。
Lord, we thank you for placing us in this glorious building up of your temple.
谢谢你七倍完全丰盛的七灵住在我们里面。
Thank you for preparing the fullness of your spirit, that seventh spirit that dwells within us.
再把自己献给你。
That we commit ourselves into your hands.
用你赐给我们的意志拣选你。
May you give us a will so that we may choose you.
在我们生活中每一个小节里面。
That in all the small details of our life,
借着口开心开灵开活在至圣所里面。
That we may open our mouth, we may open our hearts, open our spirit, that we can live in your temple.
也让你住在我们里面的每一个房间里。
That we can live in your holiest of holy, and also you can dwell in all the parts of our hearts. 与你
成为一灵。
May you be that spirit.
在生活中自然流露你的生命和膏油。
That through our life, that your life can be manifested.
建造你的居所。
That by your anointing, your house may be built up.
主啊，愿你快来。
We thank you, Lord, may you come quickly.
我们诚心的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.